brought to you by naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
One of the most challenging things that I think that we can experience in our lives is the process of accepting. I've had many a conversation where people have said to me, "How can you accept that?" Because it was something that perhaps wasn't right or I was wrongly done by. Now, there's a couple of components that I feel are important to talk about when talking about acceptance. And the first thing is, what happens when you don't accept something? When you don't accept an outcome, then what it ends up doing is it grates on you. It imprisons you. And therefore, it takes away your freedom. You spend so much time thinking about how come that happened or why didn't it happen, and it just gets tighter and tighter and tighter around you. I mean, acceptance is technically your ability to accept the reality around you. It doesn't mean that you agree with it. It means that you are accepting what is. And as I said, acceptance doesn't mean it's right. But what it does is it means that you don't imprison yourself. There are many a famous and inspirational people that have shown us astounding examples of acceptance, such as the inspirational Nelson Mandela, who was imprisoned for so long, but could come out the other end with the acceptance of what was and inspire others to realize that you can, as an enlightened being on this planet, move past what has happened and just shine your beautiful light of who you really are, as opposed to being dampened by what has happened and being smothered. So really, acceptance is a lot more about spiritual inner growth than it is just you going, "Ah, yeah, that's what happened." When you truly accept, it means that you can look at the situation for what it truly is, irrespective of if it was a good situation or a bad situation. You can look with truth at what it is. And then when you can look at something for its truth, you can actually understand it and push through it. Again, I'm not saying accept is saying it's right. I'm saying accept means you can acknowledge and push through whatever that hurdle was and move on with your life. What happens is, if you don't accept, you end up blocking yourself from being able to move in advance further on in your spiritual growth. I have had quite a few things done to me in my past that weren't right, weren't kind by any stretch of the imagination. And I'll have to admit, many, many years ago, I had a hard time accepting it. If I thought about the situation, I just got angry. But as I started to understand that accepting that situation for what it was, not agreeing with it, not liking it, but accepting it, I was able to actually put it down and no longer carry it. It had been a burden upon my shoulders long enough. The acceptance was the doorway to my spiritual growth. It grew into forgiveness, and now I have transcended so far beyond that situation that I can look at it and acknowledge that it was part of the growth I needed to become who I am today. So, whether it's just accepting something small in your life or something major, remember, acceptance isn't about saying that whatever it is right. It's about allowing yourself to not be imprisoned by what is. I hope that was helpful for you, sweet friends. I'd love to hear your feedback and your insights by commenting below. Namaste and big love to you.